we made 40 grand a month.
Yeah, I disassociated hard.
So. And we made probably 8,000, which is nuts to think about.
Can my robot vote?
Well, if an illegal immigrant can vote, why can't a robot vote?
I'm saying.
So we are fortunate enough to have genius children playing godlike. Linda is a customer who has shown up at my house repetitively, who has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars with us, who we love dearly as a customer. There's all kinds of shit going wrong in the world, as is every day. Welcome back to During Business Hours, where we talk about our lives and how much shit goes on in it. Hit subscribe. It's a doozy.
Is anything going right in the world?
No. It's okay. America.
America.
We're going out of business. It's failing. Life is ending.
Tragic.
I got to get a second job.
Maybe a third.
You got to get a better job.
You know about those Tesla robots, right? About 20, 30K?
Yeah.
I saw somebody making a funny about how they're applying for IT jobs, for remote IT jobs, 350K plus, and they're going to make the robot do it. That's how the robot earns its living.
Or you could just start a laundry service because it's supposed to be able to do
household chores. Yeah, then you got to do the building and the equipment.
No, just, you know, do a steady, consistent load. Have it do all the loads 24/7.
From your home?
Yeah. I knew in Sacramento there was people that did that. Like, let me do your laundry. Wash, fold, press. If the robot can do that, let it do that.
Right. But the robot that's washing these clothes is still going to take too long.
We'll see. We don't know how long it's going to take.
The washer and dryer, we do know how long that takes.
Well, there's faster washer and dryers. Instead of 30 grand, upgrade your fucking washer and dryer. That's an option.
Or just go for the quick and easy IT job. 350K a year, robot does it. Can my robot vote?
Well, if an illegal immigrant can vote, why can't a robot vote?
I'm saying.
We are a nation of immigrants, as everyone keeps using that. I, Robot.
Coming at you.
Hey, Siri. How do you say iRobot in Spanish?
Irobot.
Irobot. Irobot. Irobot. Vote.
You can vote in English, Spanish, Russian, Asian, Korean.
I vote. So, business has been slow here in Oklahoma.
Tis the season.
I don't know. Let's look up what we did last October. I'm genuinely surprised at how slow it's been in the last week. We did... On our slow days, we'll do an average of like $500 a day. And it still like balances out to almost $700 a day. $8,210.71.
In the month, it was 13.75. So, 'tis the season. Everybody's...
So, we only did $5,000 for the other 2 weeks? Damn.
Everybody's buckling down for the holidays, getting ready for Black Friday, Thanksgiving.
I wonder what November did. With Black Friday and everything.
We were closed, so that was a bad month too because we didn't have anybody to stay open when we left.
Yeah, because we did on average 17 to 18,000 the rest of the months before and after October.
Yeah.
But we were on track to do about 25 grand this month. With one employee, it was pretty good. 25,000 with a margin 20, 30% overhead. That's decent living. It's decent living with one store. And then something just turned off. Customers.
Everybody spent calling. All their money at Spirit Halloween.
Well, everyone. No calls, no texts. Nobody was coming in to pick up. Everyone had trickled in the beginning of the month and picked up what they needed to. And then people just told us to keep their items.
Yeah. They're getting ready to get brand new stuff come Black Friday.
This is like $2,000-$3,000 worth of MacBooks, phones, Nintendo Switches, Oculus, a couple of desktops. They don't want them. Free items are good for me.
Yeah. Were they big issues or was it just like surface issues? Like
$70, $80 tickets to a couple of $300, $400 tickets.
Wow.
Weird. Very weird. And then it just shut off. It was, you know, hey, we made, I want to say $5,000 or $6,000 the first week. So it was like almost seven with cash because that's how we were up to almost saying we were going to do a $25,000 month.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, 4 weeks, $6,000 to $7,000, $25,000. Math including, we have higher weeks, et cetera. And then it was the first day was that Saturday last week, $125.
Yeah.
Bunch of accessories. Crazy. It was nuts. Haven't had a day under $200 for
more than you in a singular day is
I wasn't
wild.
Even working. I wasn't even working. What do you mean you made more than me?
Your store.
My store made more than me. But, or you made more than my store. So I was like, okay, it's a fluke, whatever. Nobody came in. Sure, there were some calls that were missed. There were some deliveries that weren't handled. Seth kind of dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Then it went Monday. I was like in there early trying to fix things. Nobody showed up. Go and tidy up the signs, tidy up the office, make everything look good. Like, what is this? What's going on? Did somebody write something about us online? Is there a problem? No, nothing. Just turned off. All the way until today, which is Friday, everything's back on.
Right.
You know, everyone's coming back in, handling business, need this, need that. But boy, for a good 3-4 days,
yeah.
I was like, holy mother, that is nuts for it just to be a year and a half of prosperity turned off.
Yeah, it's funny because I like to send you dumb shit when you're at work. But before I send you dumb shit, I usually check Square because if I see a bunch of back-to-back transactions or big ticket items, I'm like, he gonna be busy. I'll tell him about this dumb shit later.
Yeah.
So I was getting ready to send you some dumb stuff, and then I was like, oh, it's a good day over there. I'll leave him to it.
Or you could just ring up all kinds of things if you don't want your wife to contact you at work.
Oh my gosh, I should have never told you.
Just saying. We've insulated ourselves pretty well, I will say. A lot of people would be very stressed. Like, sure, I get stressed, but not from like, oh, we're not making enough and we can't pay our fucking bills stressed. It's right. More like, hey, if this continues for 3 to 4 weeks, we'd have a problem. Because then we have overhead and we have to start cutting the fat somewhere. So she'll start doing her numbers and budgeting. She does the numbers for me. I do the work. She does the paperwork. I do the negotiating.
I love a good spreadsheet. He loves the people.
I love a woman who can spread them sheets.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my business. So we've insulated that really well. I think we work as a team, even though she doesn't work with me 24/7. You'll come in and handle things when things need to get handled. But you've never really been in the business working on things in the electronic side. You know, we've owned businesses together and run things together on the online side. It's been very easy. But this retail side, comparative to Sacramento, what do you think we run differently? How do you think that I act differently when things go slow here than I do in Sacramento?
I can't really say because I was a lot more hands off when we were in Sacramento, and that store did well on its own. But it's a different battlefield when Sac gets slow because, like how you were saying, we have cost of living, overhead, all these expenses. That's tenfold in California that it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like we see it coming and we know the motions to take because we've been through it. But it's not as volatile here as it would be in California.
But just an example. Give me an example of like, because you've seen exactly how I would freak out there when it was a week of, God, $400, $500 days. Because yeah. $500 was a very bad day there.
Well, that I guess in the way that men express themselves, you'd get not angry at me, but just angry in general. And I could feel that emotion radiating off of you because, again, $400 or $500 day in California is detrimental.
Well, yeah, because we also had 4 employees on the low end and then 8 to 9 on the high end.
Right.
And so $400 wouldn't cover the cost of lights, even with $1,500 rent, which was amazing.
Right. You know, pre-COVID numbers.
And we still stuck around until now, until somebody messed that up. But I always thought that I handled it really well, but from the outside looking in, I probably didn't, because I would always freak out and then hustle to get the things done to get the income I needed to cover things.
I think when you get stressed out,
the shells,
you get quiet. And I think you probably do that as a way to like shield me from how angry you probably are internally. But that's how I know, because I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. Why do you keep asking?
You ask that a lot, though. Every day I'm thinking of something.
I haven't asked you that in a week.
I would say yesterday you asked me, Dad, you okay? Dad, you okay? And yes, she calls me Dad. We have two children.
I call everybody by the name the children call them. Like, my mom is Grandma now. I don't call her Mom. Hi, Grandma.
You've just implemented the children's names. But the one smart thing I will say that we did with this business, we didn't do with Sacramento, is we saved.
Yeah.
Because we didn't expect much from this business. So we had our own income. We had our own finances.
We knew we couldn't depend on the crew we had back home.
Yeah. So when we set this up, I was dumb as shit. And it panned out because I set the savings on Square to an automatic 25%. Mm-hmm. So when you're making nearly $20,000 a month.
It was funny because you immediately forgot about that. So you were like, we're struggling. And I'm like, look at your dashboard.
Yeah, because I was like, man, we're not making as much as I'm taking in. This is a few months ago. And I realized that we had a lump sum of almost $15,000 at one point just sitting there. And I'm freaking out, like, holy shit, you know, didn't realize that it had gotten so big so fast. Mm-hmm. I think it was before we went to California last time, it was near 15,000, mm-hmm. something like that. And then we took some money out, played with it, you know, messed around, spent some money.
That's when we got lucky in California. And
we did
not touch our own hard-earned money.
But we said if we overspent that we could draw from it.
We had that cushion.
Yeah. And so we didn't need to, but I think we took some money out. Inventory, investment on goods, things like that. And it helped. And we didn't have to take out of our pocket because I still take a draw from the business and spend what I need to. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny because on the bank side, it doesn't look like we make that much. You know, cost of living or cost of the goods comes out of the 100%. So you're like down to 70% right there. 25% comes off the top. You're only taking 45% of the money you transact home. So your bank looks like, dang, every 10,000, I'm only making 4,500. And on the back end, like the microchasm stuff, $10 here, $15 Canva, et cetera, all that stuff comes out. And you're like, dang, I'm really taking home like 4,000. So $4 for every 10 or 40 cents on the dollar. And then you realize you're like, shit, I got a whole 25 cents in my back pocket. Which is really, if anybody has any type of POS and you don't need the immediate cash, I highly recommend it. Because I think we just transferred after that slow week. We had all of our bills come out during this slow week. And I was panicking a bit. I'm like, damn, you know, we got a lot of bills coming out. But almost everything comes out mid-month for that business. Every transaction for rent, utilities, all of it's like 10th to the 15th. Nothing is around the, would there be like OG&E or anything comes out a little later?
I think those come out at like the 7th.
Okay. So roughly 7th to the 15th, everything comes out. So it all reflects in the statement and you're like, dang, the bank account's getting lower and we're only making, I think it was like $700 or $800 this week until today.
But then we're not really big spenders. Groceries is probably our biggest expense outside of that.
Yeah, because we did spend $500 at Walmart.
We'll have that week where all the bills, rent, et cetera, come out. And then we have 3 weeks where we're like gas and cigarettes, coffee. Yep.
And tornadoes, a Jiffy Trip.
Yeah.
That's my personal thing. But I have found a way because I was instructed from the lady at Jiffy. I'll tell you a story. Hypothetically, a man goes into Jiffy Trip. He enjoys these roller griller items that they talk about all the time. Pepper jack and cheese. Cheese pepper jack. And he's told from the clerk's person, no, you don't need to wait in line for these. There is a button on the self-checkout. Add cheese or roller grill item, click. For some reason, when you go through self-checkout, the button that they say to push is only 25 cents. Because it turns out it's a condiment button, but the guy doesn't know it. So any chance he gets when he wants two or three of these things on the way to work, he'll select this item and only pay $4.35 for an energy drink and four rollers. But when it's two for four, normally, so they're supposed to be $2. So the gentleman has a moral obligation to be like, you know what? I've been trained improperly to do this on my own.
Are they paying you for that job?
A financial obligation to not say a fucking thing.
That's my big grief with self-checkouts anyways. I wasn't trained for this register. If there's an issue with how this register is ringing things up, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
Don't knock on my door.
I use the same register. I may not be as lucky as him and always hit that button, but I understand why he does. I really should. I should say something, but it's his job.
It's not your place.
Not my place. Let him save his money.
Yep.
But my crutch is definitely, that's my daily spend is like $4 to $10, depending on if I get an energy drink and rollers or, you know, and driving to work, which is $7 equivalent. So I spend $20 a day. And then once a week, I'll buy the kids Fortnite skins.
Yeah, how much you spend the other day?
$90. $89.99.
You know how much I spent on myself this week?
It wasn't all in one day for 1 week, by the way. I did get six skins. Let me discuss with you. There's an event going on. There's always an event. I get it.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
How much money did I spend on me this week?
Okay. None?
I think I got a Starbucks.
Books?
Nope.
You bought books
3 weeks ago.
They just showed up.
No, they didn't. I've just finished the one series. I haven't been able to crack into the next one yet.
Okay. So, besides the point of me spending money on skins, really cool skins. I got a bunch of the Marvel ones. I got a bunch of like the Jack Skellington and Moon Knight, Blade. I got all kinds of skins. It's my account that my kids play on.
That your son is going to gift to some randoms on the internet.
Okay, I don't know if we've discussed this, but my son had a bit of a time where he had more fun gifting people my skins than actually playing the game. So he would
He doesn't understand that it's when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing.
And I didn't really care. I was very pissed off for a moment, devastated even that like some
John
of my...
John Wick is gone.
Dude, yeah. The OG John Wick, the OG Skull Trooper, the OG Hercules.
To some random nobody on the internet.
Yeah, some guy you met.
I wonder if that guy thinks it's just like
But it was never the same person. It was like he gave them to random people he played with, and then they would jump in his game and say thank you, and like, oh my God. So that he made some kid's day in random Kentucky.
Somebody probably and thinks it was Jelly Roll.
It didn't hurt us anything, but it was a little bit of a sting.
Yeah.
And so I think about it like some other 8-year-old somewhere is like, oh my God, I got like the oldest OG skin.
He probably got his ass whooped because his dad was like, you spending money on that game.
No. But it made me realize, I was like, oh, it doesn't really matter. And then so now we have two children that are playing these games.
Yeah.
So Khaleesi is 8. She's playing on her Switch, which is really slow and hard to play on, but she does really well.
Something about that.
Eventually. Because she's had it almost like 2 years now, the Switch. It's just running slow. The volume doesn't work. That's a big problem.
Super pumped for Boom, though. Like, he's 4. Played Build today by himself, no sissy, and got a victory royale.
Standard OG Fortnite.
4-year-olds.
I can't go up here. CJ, meet me over here. Oh my gosh. Did you shoot me?
No, there's no, I can't kill you in my when I'm on.
Did you shoot me?
No, if I shoot you, see, you don't die. You don't die if I shoot you. Do you have any medkits?
No, come on, let's go look for something.
Okay. Oh, what the heck is that?
It's a portal potty. Come on.
Does Dr. Doom's place have any med kits?
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna grab us a med kit and leave.
It's just a bullet.
Can you show me which one to shoot?
This one. This okay. one.
What do all the buttons do?
It does everything.
Tell me.
So this one's move, this one's to command, this one's shoot, and this one's aim, and this one picks the gun, and also this one, if you do an emote, and this one moves, and it's around. And this one means you have to jump.
Oh, and that's all my buttons?
Yeah.
You know, those grown men were pissed if they would have known.
She sent me a picture. I'll put it up there. And that's his first OG build game that he got a Fortnite Victory Royale or a Vicroy. And I get Victory Royales. I play. And I've gotten Victory Royales with my kids.
Well, that's
But never do my kids play build and win, because then people right. will do 90s.
And the thing that them. Was like, I was super pumped for him for that is because it's on your account. Mm-hmm. So he's playing with people who are comparable
to me,
to you, a grown man,
33-year-old dashing gamer of the year.
Oh my goodness.
2020 through 2024. Yeah. I'm damn good at the game. I'll put up a clip. When I came back to Fortnite on PS4 or PS5.
When you first got the PS5.
Let's just say that I can see across the map with my blind self.
Jetpack. Imagine if you put your glasses on.
Ooh.
How many kills do you think you get?
40. Easy. You got 27 fucking kills. 27.
That's a personal best. Look at that. 25 kills. 5,000 damage. 27 headshots. Only took 238, healed once. I'm a fucking god.
It's you, it's easy on the
Doctor Doom. Ooh! It's easy, ooh!
It's easy on the Doctor Doom.
First game on PS5. Just saying. Haven't played this shit forever.
Still just makes my pants tight thinking about it. The idea that my kids are actually playing a game that I was playing 7 years ago is pretty dope. And they're enjoying it and enjoying the skins and the time. But I made a deal with them that if they do everything I ask in the week, I would reward them at the end of the week when the new skins were released. It's not usually 100, but there was a lot of things out that I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I will spoil me and my kids at the same time. And I did, as you will confirm, hopefully, steer them away from the really shitty skins and onto the skins that I liked more.
He's been playing with Jack Skellington today.
Boom. Right? I talked him out of the Pumpkin King because I knew Jack would come. I was like, I'm not spending.
You did say you were last night. You were like, I don't want that guy. That's not even the real Pumpkin King. Exactly. And then you wake up. Ooh, Jack Skellington.
Bam.
How about that?
Fucking Pumpkin King serving Christmas, bitch. Like, just showed up. So we are fortunate enough to have genius children playing godlike.
Oh, my God.
At the ages of 4 and 8. It's amazing. I'm very proud of them. You know how long
I was so pumped for him, that little guy getting that Vicroy by himself.
You know how long I had to play to get a Victory Royale? Me and John, who was an employee of mine, played every day in 2017 for 4 months. Before we got a duo's Victory Royale. 4 fucking months.
So he gets his intelligence from me.
It was a harder game back then.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it was a harder game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the benefit of my shitty week, was coming home and spoiling my kids after all the struggle. The in-between of like saving that money and not having as much overhead here really helped. And like, we get to spend a little more aloof mm-hmm. in Oklahoma compared to California, because out in California, if I wanted to spend $100 on a Friday, I was not as like able to spend $100 without being like, okay, I want to spend $100. Let me ask you for $100. Like, I was making.
Well, I was in a bad place when we were in California anyways. I wasn't in the mood to do nothing
yeah.
except Starbucks.
Yeah, but even then, I think we were taking in like 40 grand a month in transactions. Not just that, but we had cash sales from the buy sell trade and all that. We made 40 grand a month.
Yeah, I disassociated hard.
So. And we made probably 8,000, which is nuts to think about. So that's where it's really hard, because now after, and we, I'm including, you know, like our personal rent, personal costs, all that, we probably took home 2,500 to 5 grand in fun money after everything was said and done. Like, hey, we can either invest, party, gamble, which we did, do something stupid with 5 grand a month on a good month. Mm-hmm. On a bad month, we broke even. And near the end, it was just all bad months. It was us putting more money into it than ever. The one thing I will say is Oklahoma and the way we run this business now, where it's very low overhead, like comparatively, I don't have as many employees, mm-hmm. but we do as much money.
Right. And that's
convenient. Shocking. And it was very shocking, but it's very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think that we don't spend on as much?
Outside of bills, I guess the only really other activity that we kind of miss out on is movies. There's not really
rent, you know, once a week.
There's not really like a movie theater around here though, where we're going and getting the popcorn and the drinks and the candies and whatever. I don't know. Shopping, we don't do as much, even though we didn't do a whole lot of it there. It's still.
And I think our
we're
cost
not hitting the malls.
Pure operation. We spend a lot more time at home because we have this big, beautiful home now.
Right. But I got books.
She's addicted to books. She's bought so many books. I bought a few skins. She's bought 12 books. No, 14 books.
8 and 5 and 2.
More. 15 books. In 3 weeks. I've gotten 6 skins and I get murdered for
my 15 books cost less than your 6 skins. So yeah, murder.
I'm just very fortunate and thankful that the way we run things nowadays is very tame compared to there. It could be so much worse. I remember the type of people like Linda showed back up today. Linda is like David Savage from Sacramento. David Savage is the old like wrencher that used to work at a place near my dad. He would come in all the time, break things, need to buy things. He would spend a shit ton of time second guessing the things we told him that would better his life and options.
Right.
Wasting our time with his hypotheses in order to try and save him 15 bucks, he would spend 500 somewhere else and it would be wasted. And then he'd be like, well, I should have spent the 350 with you. And then, you know, it just round and round and round. And so David called me recently. I sold him a phone, God, 2.5, 3 years ago, a phone that I had to go to T-Mobile and buy him on our EIP or whatever, buy one, get one. And I was like, oh, I got a couple of, I think it was 13 or 12 minis. It's like, I'll sell you a 12 mini, 300 bucks. It'll be locked to T-Mobile, but you got T-Mobile. It'll be easy. And so that guy dealt with the activation, boom, boom, boom. Hadn't heard from him in a couple of years. Somehow he updates his phone and now he needs to do an eSIM because everyone's moving to eSIM.
Mm-hmm.
And so he calls me. I'm like, I don't even live in California anymore. I'm not your guy. Go to the store. I'm, you know, selling the store. His name's Anthony. He'll handle it for you. He hands me to a Boost Mobile representative, not a T-Mobile representative, and says, well, you have a balance on this, sir, and you need to unlock it for our customer. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to activate his phone. And I'm like, well, why isn't he at T-Mobile? Well, we've decided he, you know, he's here, so he'd best use Boost Mobile. And I'm like, give me David. Oh, you don't got to yell at me. I'm like, don't just give me the phone to David. I don't want to talk to you. So he's on the phone. They've convinced him everything I'm telling him is a lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Convinced him. And I'm like, listen, you can go to T-Mobile and they will activate your phone. Doesn't matter if it's got a balance or a plan or, you know, obligations. Just go and fix the fucking phone. He's like, well, I can't use a phone. I'd rather just spend the $500 here and buy this iPhone 13 and boom, 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 boom. David, shut the fuck up. Just do whatever you want. Here's your options. 1, 2, and 3. Pick one. What if I just pick what one?
If you just pick one.
So he goes with option D, is going to the Sacramento store, talking to Anthony, and getting him to unlock the phone so he can then use it for Boost Mobile, which is an additional $200.
Right.
And I'm not making anything.
Right.
What do you think Anthony
did? Anthony made something.
Oh, no, no. Anthony, or, you know, I won't say Anthony. I'm assuming David probably called and tried to pretend to be me calling T-Mobile to try and get it unlocked for free. Because I could have called T-Mobile and unlocked it for free, but I don't like David. And as I've said, he's a pain in the ass. It was financed at one time, or buy one, get one. I don't remember. It's been over 2 years.
Right.
And I don't care about this person who's not been my customer in 3 years, who gave me a bunch of lip that I can't say on YouTube. And so as I told him, like, hey, here's your options. Just go back to T-Mobile. Nut up, shut up, boom. He goes to Anthony. Anthony probably charges him $200 and still is unhappy. But Anthony unlocked it for fucking free, pretending to be me and using the unlock app. Which is hilarious.
So Anthony made $200 and committed fraud.
Not really fraud, but it's just, like, I understand it was an easy-ass thing to do. But David Savage, I don't know why he was such a pain in the ass. But I can't believe he even called me from a Stockton area code at like 9 o'clock at night here. Because he knew I moved. He knew I wasn't the owner anymore. But then today it reminded me of that conversation from a few days ago because Linda showed up. If you don't know Linda, refer to the video that I'm going to link below. Linda is a customer who has shown up at my house repetitively, who has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars with us, who we love dearly as a customer. Delightful.
Demure.
Very demure. She comes in with her sister. Flops on the chair.
Of course.
You know. Chair is screaming. It was bad. It was like creaking. Like she jumped in that thing. So I was very like, damn, somebody's angry. She always
flops down on there.
It wasn't flopping. She like jumped into a tiny wooden chair and I thought it was going to shatter. But her sister even said something to the degree of like, just calm down. She's pissed off, very angry. An iPad we have fixed for her a dozen times.
Easily.
Is broken again.
Is it the charger port?
Ask me how it's broken.
How's it broken?
She dropped 7 Up on it.
Wow.
How does she drink 7 Up as a diabetic? I don't know, Leslie. Why is there 7 Up in her house? We're all addicts to something, I'm guessing. I can't.
Could be worse.
This is a 400-pound woman drinking 7 Up at 2 in the morning.
Could be worse.
I don't know how it could be worse.
Vodka.
Yeah, I would take alcoholism over diabetes.
All 4 Seasons.
Out here, it's more fentanyl based, or you know. But so she drops off the iPad and says, "Fix it." And her sister's like, "Oh, you know, calm down." She's very angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I can help. I'm fixing a couple of back glasses at the end of the day, as you saw from looking at our check-ins. And I'm getting everything done. I'm like, I'll be with you in a second. But she's still sitting there.
She always comes in amped up until you turn on the little charm and talk to her.
It took me a minute because I
went in the mood for it.
I was really like, I don't want your effing business in my mindset. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, it's been a slow week. And this is a fucking gold mine. It's a gold mine. It could be something as simple as dusting her charge port out for $400. Not that I would, but I'm just, you know, thinking to myself, there's a come up to be had here. She's a pain in my ass. How do I want to play it? Because last time I said I'd never fix anything for her again, that was it. I told her to her face, not fixing this or her phone. She's got to buy new stuff. if she breaks it again because of how ignorant it was that she tripped and shattered her things on our property, hurt herself, fell at the store. This time, her sister was with her. Level-headed woman. By the grace of God, I don't know how they turned out so different. Boom, 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 gave me the 7-Up attack information, so now we know how to correct it. It's not taking power. It's not turning on. So I take the case off.
It's still in the case.
It's still in the case. I hold the power button. What do you think happens?
Turns on.
Either A, it turns on and works fine. B, it starts to heat up and nearly explodes. C, I don't know. It's only one of the two.
I go with A.
A, it turns on and functions perfectly fine. And so the sister's like, did you even fucking try? Linda, and just goes off, does her thing, sitting there. I don't need to deal with this. So we're checking it out. I checked it in for a $30 diagnostic fee. I'm going to give it a once over.
Anything in the board?
I didn't open it yet because it was 5 o'clock when she came by. Mm. She called at 4:58 and then showed up at 4:59.
Oh my goodness.
5:05 is when I got to her and she was already fed up. So by the time of me talking to the sister and putting my charm on, sister loves me. She had said how much she had spent over the last year. It is nearly $10,000 in repairs.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. She has fixed that iPad at $600 to $700 on average. 6 times by itself before buying a phone.
She's very attached to that iPad.
That is her everything. And she can't be without it for long. So I said, don't worry. I am here to save you and your Netflix. So I had offered for a fee to come in tomorrow and solve her issue. She didn't want to pay any extra.
Oh, okay.
So close. Just a travel fee, you know. $150. That's the first hour and the travel.
She's going to wait till at least Monday.
Monday, and I'll handle it. There's no extra fee. She was so close to saying yes.
Did Alex stop in today?
Yeah, Alex stopped in. Best part was I got the sister gave me her number and details. I was like, no, don't worry. I'll just handle it by check and it'll be fine. But what's the estimate if we needed a new battery, a new screen protector, a new case, and a charge port cleaning? And I'm like, well, why do you need a new battery? Oh, she says it's dying fast. And I was like, don't worry, I'll give you a quote. All of that is still $450.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, don't worry, just do it.
Well, thanks, sis.
Thanks. I don't understand why. It's like, no, it's working fine. I'll check it. Doesn't seem like anything's going wrong, but maybe Monday I'll open it up and something miraculously pops up. But even Alex had already left at like 4:30 or 4 o'clock. He was there for a couple hours. He's going to come in. We're going to shoot an episode. Tell me, all the fun stuff in his 3 hurricanes, 2, national emergency.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Is he coming here or are you taking?
He's coming here tomorrow. Yeah, so we'll sit for a bit and,
the kids scream on the trampoline instead of scream right outside.
I can scream in here. It doesn't matter. It's all soundproof to the door. Is what it is. The best part, he told me, and I'll give a tidbit. He went and got a massage.
Oh, no, upstairs?
No, not upstairs. Oh. Today, he was like, oh, I've been back for 24 hours and need to get a massage. I'm like, why didn't you go upstairs and get a happy ending? You know, he's single. He doesn't have any concerns or diseases. You know, he's a clean man. And he's like, no, I don't know where they've been. And I'm like, where have you been? You've been to 6 states. What filthy hands.
Wind whipped in the hurricane.
Yeah, you've been dealing with blood, guts, and all the things that an EMT deals with. And he's like, no, I really just transferred dead bodies. And I was like, you whore. The funniest thing. but it turns out he's been sleeping in a ambulance. Instead of renting his own room for the per diem or whatever or living in the tents for where it was with FEMA, he was sleeping in the gurney in the ambulance.
Really trying to save a buck.
And getting jerked off in a $50, happy day spa. That's the worst you could do. You're laying where dead body and feces and just fall asleep. You know, like just laying there fine, having the time of his life.
I'll never understand males.
Mary Jo just shit herself from Six Ways to Sunday from some bug she ended up eating from the flood. And you're going to tell me that you're clean? What? I was like, go enjoy yourself. No, he went to some professional down off of Main Street that was a, you know.
Did he recommend or no?
I didn't get a name, so I'm assuming didn't recommend. Mm. I was just surprised. I was like, you of all people with all the stories that I've told him. Mm-hmm. Try it out. Even if you don't get a happy ending, just see if you get.
Put a camera on him. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, there. Exactly. Everyone wants to know. And because we always got those ladies. If you're not aware, there's also another video. There's another video that we talk about the massage parlor and their involvement. But everyone assumes that they are a happy ending, you know, special place.
A lot of side hustles going on up there.
Oh, we already know. It's not a legal business, but it's like a legal business. Who's also renting our old house now?
Yeah, forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever comes or goes. It's only at night, apparently. There's cameras.
We left our rings up there.
I got a camera on the back.
Oh, we're pulling that feed later.
Okay. There's only motion at night. That's the thing I was saying. There's, you know, I'm not trying to spy on people. There's only motion in the back alley at night. I have not pointed at the house. And let me put that out there for anyone on TikTok, X. I am not trying to spy on my neighbors. My neighbors are not American citizens. They are Chinese nationals that have come here, unfortunately, through trial and error and however they get here. And then they start businesses with cash flow. I'm not sure where it comes from. And we've been notified by the authorities that this is how they operate. And they do this everywhere. And anyone who gets sent home gets sent right back because they don't want them. And it's just back and forth. So they tend not to just arrest and deport a bunch of people. Yeah, they're very good at it. You seen Forrest Gump?
I have.
Just saying. It's a damn good sport. Nevertheless, they are an interesting bunch of people. They have some of the nicest cars, the nicest clothing, and yet they do massages for a living.
And I never see a customer there during the day.
Everyone ever. We recommend to go there, I'm like waiting for somebody to come running down the hall.
Literally, because we've got what, a radio station and a barber upstairs. No one ever goes upstairs.
Never.
Ever.
Well, I see the barber because he has his own private.
He's got his own private staircase. Yeah.
And people always come back down looking fresh, not like fresh, like, oh, that was the best clean 15 cut. Minutes of my life. If they did their job right, it'd be 30 seconds or less. But there's two women that made posts on Facebook, and that's where I'll leave it. It's just unfortunate that it's women that are speaking out, but I personally believe that it's the husbands that got caught doing something wrong or were too shy to get on, and the women are like,
the videos was the husband had called and made a reservation, but he made it for his wife so that his wife could have a spa day. And when she showed up, they were like, they didn't want her business mm-hmm. at all. Oh, you're at the wrong place. You're supposed to be at the one on Main Street. So she leaves and she was like, calls her husband, are you sure this is the right place? And he's like, yeah, let me call it right back. So he calls, and the lady that his wife was just talking to answers the phone and says, yeah, we're ready for you. So she walks back upstairs, and it was just like, what's going on? They just did not want to massage a woman. They were expecting this man to come in, and were just
weird. And they finally did, and it was like the worst massage she had ever gotten.
Dry.
And then
extra.
They insinuated by grabbing breasts and close areas to the crotch and privates.
And making very unusual noises. Let's not reenact.
Well, that's what every, like, 15-year-old assumes a woman makes, right? That's also what a lot of people who have never seen anything but the corn hub assume women make. And they think it's attractive. And, like, I've been to, like, Massage Envy where they almost make those same noises to try and get you into this, like, it's a pleasurable sense of, like, it's not really like the horny sounds, but it's like dirty sounds where it's right. almost like, you know.
Weird.
It's weird. Massage envy, I do not, let's just say don't envy. I also bought something.
Oh, great.
I bought it a while ago.
Is it a book? So it's not for me.
It gives you knowledge. But it is
if for it's us. If it's an eight ball, one of those magic
It's called balls. Knobs. And it says, health starts here. Toothpaste without the BS.
No BS.
So I found out that there's chemicals in our toothpastes.
Yeah.
That basically make it to where you have to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
We used to chew sap and tree sap and bark, and it would clean our teeth.
I don't know about that.
Western times, they would chew bristles. Because I always make jokes,
like the founding fathers, a lot of them were rather young. Some as young as 18.
Wooden teeth is a myth, by the way.
I've seen the pictures, okay? Mm-hmm. No toothpaste and a bad wig does a real number to a man.
I understand that, but it's also one of those things that wooden teeth with Washington was a myth. That's been verified. You can Google it. But the not everyone had the best look. You know, richer people or people who are busier didn't maintain it very well. But farmers, people out in the wild, hunters, etc., would use sap, bark, certain twigs, yeah, nature's toothbrushes. And when they had an aching tooth, you couldn't just pull a rooted tooth. They wouldn't sit there and chisel it with a hammer. So what would you do? Deal with it and die? Die from the pain? No.
I don't know what they did.
They would treat it with saps and herbs and whatnot and get the tooth not rotted. You reverse the I'm just assuming from all the TikToks that I've seen, because now I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
The biome difference. Lying. Step into the world of biome, where personal care meets sophisticated formulation. We handpick every ingredient, prioritizing your wellness and ensuring a delightful user experience.
It sounds like all BS, not no BS.
So this is not your normal toothpaste. The idea is, let me give you a breakdown, easier here. Your perfect oral care routine.
Yeah, where's cut to the ingredients.
These are tablets, not paste.
Cut to the ingredients.
So it says silk floss. Get your floss on 3 nights per week before brushing. Step two is to Knobs toothpaste tablets. Take a tablet, chew a few times until dissolved, brush normally for 2 minutes twice per day, once in the morning, once at night, no excuses. Three, swipe tongue scrapers, choose your player. Each kit comes with multiple shapes, sizes, suit your individuality. Start in the back, your tongue, scrape, fix it 5 or 6 times, swipe, mouthwash. Basically, this is got a certain ingredient to help with the biome, but it also has where it, gosh, what's the name? I'm going to grab it.
Look at the actual box.
And oh, you're right. You're so smart. This is why I married her. Xylitol. Xylitol remineralizes your tooth enamel. And it says menthol, terpentine, micro, whatever, cellulose, calcium carbonate, and tonic sulfate. But yeah, you read it. You're a pharmacist.
Calcium carbonate, Tums?
Yeah.
You got Tums in this stuff?
Yeah, basically. That's how they turned it into a tablet. So it says nanohydroxyapatite. That's what it is. 5% nanohydroxyapatite. So that stuff is making the rounds in trending right now, so that it's hyped up, basically.
A lot of people ask me about hydroxyapatite. It's kind of a buzzword amongst.
This is what got me into like the
researchers. And
for the record, I didn't just buy this. I also bought something else: remineralizing, safe tree sap chewing gum with nanohydroxyapatite in it, because that chemical bonds to the pores of the teeth.
They just wind you all over the internet and you eat it up. How about you start sending me this stuff first?
Et cetera. And I wanted to go over what hydroxyapatite is and its importance.
Basically, there's these micro holes in your enamel, right? And that's how food and air and everything gets in. So what this does is strengthen those pores and close them up, filling them with other tooth material, the hydroxyapatite, and basically fixing it. The studies that I was basically watched a podcast, and the guy went over a study of medicine on this chemical when used over a 6-month period, almost 70-something percent.
Now, did you
had improvement? I had seen him put them up and whatnot. I didn't like actually look up the study. But for $25, I'm going to try this and see if I can repair some of the enamel. But I will say the Zytol toothpaste that we bought has definitely helped the sensitivity of my teeth more than any other, because cold and hot, definitely much more sensitive. I was a shitty kid who ate very shitty things, and I never even heard of a toothbrush until I was 12.
Why?
It wasn't really like pressed on me. It was very relaxed in my household. There was 3 boys. We were all told to go brush and nobody ever followed because we all fought for the tiny sink. There was 1 bathroom in every house we had. Nobody really wanted to do it. And there was always like, by the time I was allowed to do it, it was either the quickest rush job or I was asleep by the time it was my turn, you know, because at some point I was told to wait in my room in bed to then use the bathroom to, you know, go to bed. So bad habits, right? So I was like, you know, I'll look into this because I always talk about replacing all my teeth with the chiclets. Like
on 4.
You know, on 4, replace them all. I still have more than 25 teeth. So if I can fix them, make them grow bigger, better, stronger.
Save a ton of bunch of
$40,000 to $70,000.
In America.
20 in Turkey.
That's not even counting extracting the teeth that exist.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's 20 or less in Mexico. God forbid you get blackmailed in a hotel by cartels. Options.
Hopefully that happens before you get new teeth rather than after.
They wait until you have your...
Oh, God.
So if you... Yeah, apparently a pair of Americans got held in after getting some type of augmentation to their body in their hotel and then were extorted for money from the U.S. to get released. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to have their procedures finished. Whole thing, don't really give a shit. It happened. Didn't happen to me. So sorry for your loss. But I'm just talking fixing my teeth and saving $70,000. So $40 tooth tablets and gum. This was like 20 and the other one's 20. And chewing some nano hydroxyapatite, you know, gum.
I need to look at that one more. I don't do it yet.
I'm going to do it. This, like, it's not about the packaging. It's not, like, super fancy or anything.
I'm talking about the ingredients is what put me on pause.
What? It's even sealed, unlike the pink sauce. TikTok, it's never sealed. Like, huh. That's professional. I'm just saying. It's worth trying. And it's cheap compared to $70,000. So, in the, I would say a month that Zytol toothpaste, I can bite a popsicle straight through with no problem. Yeah. You've seen that? That happened last night. I had a few popsicles. Not a problem. Coffee, not a problem.
Was but coffee ever the problem?
Coffee was always a problem. I wouldn't let it touch my front teeth. I would sip it. You know, but it's not really like I would drink it, but not let it touch my front teeth because it's a little more sensitive with the filling I had when I was a kid. So, but this will help with it as the other toothpaste has. So that's the idea. And that's our spending for the week. Anything else you want?
God, it's the end of the week.
But now, tomorrow's my off day. And my wife has told me to go and purchase something.
What did I tell you to go purchase? I really don't remember.
Pew!
Pew, oh, pew! Oh, it's your birthday. Birthday, much don't matter when it's birthday.
So I went to Academy. And I looked at a few pew-pews. And I've always been a Smith & Wesson man. Always XD40, XD45, XD9, subcompact. I'm not going to say what it is because YouTube demonetize. Love you, YouTube. But 6 Hour has a few nice little pew-pews. Mm-hmm. Now, if I choose it, I will bring it on the podcast and discuss why I chose it. But it, you know,
can
show it. I just cannot shoot it or, you know, have it in the presence of children, etc. All of our weapons are perfectly locked and responsibly treated. There is no way in any form I would ever have it laying around with my children in the house. Don't be stupid, stupid. Training over incompetence every time. I'm going to go to the shooting range tomorrow. And I'm going to try out this SIG. Because I called today, and they have it. So I was figuring, after Alex comes, take Alex to the shooting range.
Does Alex enjoy?
I don't give a shit. I'll go by myself. I'll invite him to the shooting range so that I can have, like, oh, I got a friend, I'll take you to the shooting range, and I don't have to be the loner who goes to the shooting range by himself. I thought I was going to fart, Rudo. I'm sorry.
Leave that in there.
don't. But I don't have to be the guy who goes by himself. So I was super excited because they have it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to test this out. And if they have it for cheaper than Academy has it, which is $500, that's expensive for a hand pew-pew here in Oklahoma. That's true. In California, spent $499 pre-COVID on my first firearm. Which was the XD40. Mm-hmm. The XD40 was $499 on the dot. Post-COVID, $799.
Good grief.
Then my 45 was $789. I think it's $779, something like that. It's a bigger caliber, but it should have been around $5. It was like $779. Here is only $349. So, cheaper here. Take it to California, resell it every time we go. Because with the transfer laws, it's much easier. And we can legally do that. There's a business in driving out to California with legal firearms and then transferring them legally.
It's crazy how easy it is to get a gun here in comparison.
It took me a long time to get my ID.
Yeah.
Because I lost my birth certificate. My wife was smart enough to, like, order me a birth certificate. And in exchange, we also found out my son has the wrong middle name.
Sat there and asked you and your mother.
Okay, I went through a traumatic experience. I had just seen birth. I wasn't thinking straight.
I asked your mother also. You guys gave me the same answer.
You cannot ask my mother anything about history.
She wrote your name down the first time.
History is not her strong suit. Whether it's her history or history in general. One mistake.
You don't know her son's.
So my son is supposed to be a junior.
The middle name is off by a letter.
I fucked up. It's not going to stop me from my new business idea of, you know, selling guns or selling pew-pews. But, we'll fix it down the road. But there's money in that idea. I'm just saying, if we travel 4 times a year.
I was just saying that was crazy to me because, like, I'm not the most, I don't have the most information as far as what goes on state to state, right? So I thought what we were doing in California as far as, like, the background check, proof of residency.
10-day waiting period.
Yeah, everything's got to clear, the background check, all of that. I thought that was just consistent across the states.
Yeah, so did I.
And then I get to Oklahoma and they're like, you got ID? And I'm like, yep. And they're like, here's your gun. I'm like, what the hell? That's it?
Convenience.
They don't even if I say if I did have
They do have a background check. You have to pass the background check. There is a federal background check. Yes.
Because I was shooting the shit with the dude behind the counter. I'm like, so you're telling me if I've committed a felony and I'm barred from owning guns, that's not your business. That's going to be my problem when the cops find out.
Okay. Yeah. So then you've misspoken with somebody. Because here in Oklahoma, they still make you run the background check. It's a 30-minute process to get a gun. You still have to file and do that background check. They have to approve it. For some reason, that background check that takes 4 days, 5 days in California
is 30 minutes here.
30 minutes or less here. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. To walk in, first time ever purchasing.
That's efficiency.
And then in California, you can only buy so much within a time frame.
Once a month. Then I was very
that doesn't exist in Oklahoma. You want 12 today, you got 12 right now, sir. So
I got my ID and I was like, you know what? Oh, for my birthday, let's go back to just collecting hand pew pews.
Yeah. If you're 16 and you got an ID, but you're with somebody who's 18 with an ID.
Still a background check. Let's not make it.
Still, here's a gun for you today.
Oh, and you can't say gun. You got to say pew pew.
Oh, here's a that for you today.
Here's fun for you today. Pew, pew. It's like tweet, 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 you know?
Can I cuss at my Tesla robot?
No. That's also
what's
another
gonna
thing.
What's going to
happen? Elon Musk is going to congratulate you, throw you a fucking parade.
If I cuss at the robot?
Yeah. It's Tesla. It's all First Amendment. And like, it'll probably have a gun option. Oh, sorry. It'll probably have a pew pew option for an additional $4.99.
Have your robot caught holding the bag.
Yeah. It'll have a holster.
For our southern
states, we have a holster option that's magnetic, you know, open carry, because it's a robot that's not clothed. I bet people are going to start like, here's a functioning clothing option, et cetera, et cetera.
Robots are going to be pulling Chase Bank fraud. If you can afford the robot, you might have to commit some fraud after you bought that robot. I don't know.
Financing options at Tesla are pretty nice, though. For $30,000, I might consider it. 1%, 30-year, you know, what are they doing? They were talking crazy with the Highland Model 3, where they were like, hey, 7-year, no percent. We'll just give it to you. Free money. What? 0% for 7 years? What? Give me my fucking car. I was so close, and then I was like, the upgrades, etc. My car's doing just fine. Besides the annoyance of that boot that's torn, and it is a torn boot, by the way.
Confirmed.
Yeah, looked under. There's a clip that you can pull. I hit some type of bird, and there's just a carcass that was in there.
Yuck.
And it tore a boot on the arm of the left of it. Doesn't matter. It's making a noise. So I got to take it back to the pricks at Oklahoma City. Stay tuned. But it's been an interesting week. There was a lot of planning, implementation, you know, oh shit, should we just sell the business if this is going to be, you know, how it is, until we're like, you know, we're cash reserve. We're flush. Wait out the storm, and then boom, everything turns around as it always does. I don't know how many other business owners fret about things like that or can relate. Let us know in the comments if you ever, you know, catch this video and you're like, damn, I'm going through something similar. I always remember Tom Hanks and that fucking, there's this interview he did where he said, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger, this too shall pass. You happy right now? This too shall pass. You sad right now? This too shall pass. You burdened right now? This too shall pass. You celebrating right now? This too shall pass. Just everything.
I say that quite often. I feel like I say that all the time.
I've come to say it a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things that I may fret for a day or so, but I tend to move on, and then I'll enjoy Fortnite with my kids. Or get told by my wife that there's no budget for the birthday because it's my birthday. And then my son
there's
comes
a budget
in
on the birthday. That one fits in the budget. You Gucci dad.
Oh, okay, but you just said there was no budget. Right?
Yeah, but I say those words, and then you get cuckoo. You think 12 racks at the casino or something.
I was saying pew pews. So if it was like
pew pews in the budget, you do.
Yeah,
you.
Like pew pew.
You do
a shoddy, a holster, maybe a bandolier. You know what a bandolier is?
I do know what a bandolier is.
A fucking bandolier would be cool because it's open carry here. So don't tell me I wouldn't. Rudo, can you make me look like a bandolier with a big ass Mexican top hat?
So fun to play.
Ay, 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 ay. Viva la Mexico.
That's gonna bug me. I think it was on Sega. It was a super fun game with like just some cowboys. Terrible graphics. I tried to play that a couple Sega. Years back. But that game was so fun at the time. I think it was Sega.
I can't imagine. No, it's been good. And then my son, our son, being just the G is at, you know, games, decided to tell us the other night, I hope you remember this, it's not Dad's birthday. It's my birthday. So we kind of played into it.
We told him they're going to switch birthdays.
Yeah, wait. I'd switch birthdays with him in a freaking heartbeat.
If you want to, we can get him a cake that says, I'm still four, but it's got a 5 candle because he can't read yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he can read a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. He knows when it says victory, royale. All he needs. Just the confidence this kid's got to be like, no, it's my birthday now. Or today when he got whacked with the sword.
That just says Victory Royale, not even an age.
That'd be so good. It's his birthday, let's go.
Let's go. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, what the freak? He just keeps yelling, hey, yo, what the freak? I wish I'd put him back on camera, but I stopped that with the idea of like putting their images out there.
Bunch of weirdos.
There's too many weirdos. Save your kids. Hide your kids. I posted not your wife.
One video of Boom that was really funny because him and Lyle saying yes and CJ saying no, and they're arguing about nothing.
Thin air between them.
Right. They don't even know what they're saying yes and no to.
Exactly.
But I thought it was heck of funny. I was like, oh, it's a reenactment of when me and my husband get in an argument. My husband tries to tell me. So I posted it.
Do I ever really say no to you?
No. But do I ever say no to you? Oh my gosh.
No, you don't.
It's just random people like bookmarked and saved the video. I'm like, I've never seen your face a day in my life.
Somebody is having a grand old time to images of children out there. And it is the saddest thing. You know. And so that's what scares me. That's why I don't put the vlogs aren't out anymore. I don't do the vlog channel thing. Because it was a great idea for bookmarking the history of how they're young and how they'll remember.
For them when they're older, but not accessible.
Just in case I died or something. And I wanted them to see if something happened to me, how hard we worked to do what we did and get where we got. Because I'm not saying that we're to the place that is the finality. I would be happy if we retired doing what we're doing right now. It is, and I don't want people to think this is like me bragging. I am better off than my parents are in their retirement age. And that's my only goal, is to be better for my kids than my parents. The generation previous. And I think that comfortability that I have on working 4 days a week, spending way more. I spend over 20 hours a week with my kids. I may not always like it, but I get that they didn't get. You know what I mean? In a pivotal role at 8 and 4 years old, where it's, there are some moments of learning that I really don't like, and a lot that I'm like, I really hope you remember this, but all of it I like, you know, am here for, not that I am like here for, that I'm here for because I want to be here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make those words hit a little harder, but we are blessed that we get to do that, choose that. And I hope a lot of people get that opportunity, whether you're working from home, working from your job, figure out the balance. Because the only thing that sucks right now is driving an hour and 20 minutes or 2 hours when the roads are closed. Because the road was closed the other day. And it was
accident or
no, they're repaving a part of the road.
Oh my gosh.
And there was a 300 to 500 pound man in a vest sitting in the middle of the road with one of those slow and stop signs, trying to get his water bottle with gloves and fingers that look like sausages. And shucking his bottle down, spits it. And sitting there with a stop sign. I was sitting for 25 minutes. Phone had just died or I would have taken a video. I plug it in and we finally get the go. And I'm like, there's no way this is taking forever. But it turns out there's a pilot car taking 10 cars at a time to and from over this hill. Yeah, next time you go to Woodward, you'll see that the whole road's been repaved over. So
I hope they did a better job than that first town between here and there, because that road work was atrocious.
It's atrocious.
I was driving, making jokes about no experience needed.
It's so bad because it looks like they just laid it out, you know, pamped it down or whatever with a roller and then put up the little fancy cards for the center. My Tesla can't even see the road signs, like the lines. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when the fuck are they going to finish this? It's done. Wow. They did 2 days of pilot cars at 10 cars per side. Annoying as hell.
Necessary.
Yeah. But that's the only downside to doing what we're doing. It's not a struggle financially. It's not a struggle emotionally. Would you say that I'm home a lot more often?
Yeah.
For good or bad?
Depends on the day.
For a Friday, it's probably not so good.
Oh, it's always good on a Friday.
Hmm?
It's always good on a Friday.
Because I'm not home. What? Caught your ass. All right, everybody. We appreciate you hanging out, checking up with our life, all the crazy shit. Stay tuned for next week to see if my wife kills me while I'm sleeping over my remineralizing gum and how much I spent on it. Also, the toothpaste. Gum
kills you itself.
Or if I keel over dead from xylitol and nanohydroxyapatite. Leave a comment below if you don't give a shit or if you give a shit. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
Life can be super happy, life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably